Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, Joanne Barton, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Hope everybody on the East Coast is doing okay with this weather. Be careful driving, be safe. I don't know where you are on the East Coast, but I think they're talking like almost 20 inches. I really didn't see the news, but last time I checked, it was 15 to 20, and that was probably yesterday, maybe, or the day before. I don't even know. Anyway, be careful driving. Please, 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 if you could stay home, do so. Especially, I'm guessing most of us are working from home. A lot of us are still, hopefully. Now would be the perfect time. Anyway, we're having a great show tonight. I've got a great guest, Nikki Lund. She's a singer, songwriter, fashion designer, and just an amazing talent. We got a great song we're playing for her. Her new release, You and I, it's a dance track. I love it, and I didn't listen to the whole thing because I like to enjoy it with you guys. So what I heard was really good, and when I was doing her promo, there was a few good songs I heard. Oh, shoot, I don't remember the title. So, oh, they were really good. A lot of bassy stuff. I love bass. I love the bass. So thank you to our sponsors, the High Bar Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey. Their T-shirts are on our website. Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. Take a break from cancer.org for Pete's sake. They're always looking for help, folks. Help them out. Check out their website or go to our website and see them. Cloys and Designs in New Jersey. Think Big Picture LLC in New York. The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey. Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and GDBottles.com. If you are a collector of nostalgia into retro, and you love I Dream of Jeannie, artist Mario Della Casa, these bottles are gorgeous. They look exactly like on the show. They're perfect, beautiful, and signed. And they're not individually signed, but they have been and are. Endorsed by Barbara Eden herself. So, but we also have some great sponsors coming up. As soon as we can get them up on our website, I'm going to mention just a few. Michael's Arts and Crafts will be joining us as a sponsor. You know what? We better move off on that because I'm not ready to announce that. So I apologize. Anyway, we've got a bunch of sponsors coming up, which we're really happy to have. And then we need to Nick Comic. Let me see what's going on. Hold on, folks. Well, anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. I'm sorry, I'm trying to reach out to Nikki, so. I hope how's your Christmas going, your Christmas shopping? Believe it or not, I haven't even started. Trying to get in the mood, you know? So I hope you're all in the mood, and don't be a Debbie Downer like me. The problem is I just can't. It's like every day just rolls into the next. I don't know what's going on with the outside world, being working in the house constantly. So I'm sorry, here we go. I'm just sending this out to have Nikki give us a call because she's not here. All right. Alrighty. So, okay, I sent that message. So, anyway, what I was saying is for me, it's the days are just rolling into one into the other, and I don't know about you, I'm just having a hard time celebrating, knowing that so many people can't. Like, it's such a bad time right now for everybody financially. So a lot of people are out of work, and I mean, I don't bring anybody down, obviously, but you know, that's my tale of woe. That's where I am right now. I'm trying to get in the mood. So working on that. So I'm waiting for Nikki to give us a call. And while we wait for her, like I said, we heard this, I heard her other tracks. Sorry, I was reading again. And you know I can't walk and talk at the same time, people. I apologize. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm excited about tomorrow. The Outsiders are coming back. I was told that we're definitely playing their new song, and I think they have another one. Hang on. I think we got Nikki on the line now. Hang on one moment. Hang on. Nikki, is that you?
It's me. Hello.
Hi, Nikki Lund, Joanne Barton. How are you? Welcome to Applause Radio Show.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to meet you. How are you?
Oh, I'm so excited to meet you. I love your stuff. Oh, my God. I really
Thank
do.
Thank you.
When I was putting together your promo, your other songs were fabulous. I'm a big bass fan, and I love the bassy stuff. And the one song, I can't think of the title. Oh, it's driving me nuts. It had a great intro. I loved it.
Love Hangover. This is it. I don't know.
I think it's, this is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
If it's not too much too. Yeah, that's a good one.
Very good. So tell us about. All right, you started. Did you start as a? You were as younger. I know in your family, I believe you got it from mom and dad. Your talents, or you are just being around them. Tell us about that.
So my mom is probably one of the most talented people I've ever met. She sings, she paints, she does fashion design. She is absolutely incredible. And she sings Italian opera of all things. And
oh.
my dad is a endodontist, but he started out in a band playing bass. And so growing up, it was like my mom singing, my dad playing bass, and, you know, that whole musical influence for me growing up, it was very fun. We always had music in the house. And
nice.
My dad would put music on, my mom would put music on, and so definitely there's that influence there.
Great. And what about the designing, sewing and all that? I mean, you got that from mom too, right?
Yes, absolutely. My mom is an amazing designer, and she actually had her own line of clothing, and she does interior design. My grandmother, who's 96, I learned how to sew from and make patterns. I would sit there with her. You know, she would just show me everything about fabrics and cutting on the bias and sewing machine, everything. And my mom,
96.
You know, as well.
96.
Sorry, what? 96. 96 years young. And she's so awesome, you know. She's just, she's so inspirational, my grandmother. She's on Facebook.
Wonderful.
She dates. She goes on dates.
Get out.
I'm serious. I called her. You what?
Dating too.
So she's dating. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I called her. I was like talking to her about some stuff, and I asked her advice on something. She's like, if you don't know what to do, don't do anything at all. I was like, okay, that's amazing. And I was just talking to her, and then I hear like bing, bong, bing, whatever her, you know, doorbell. She's like, I got to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you need to make sure you check who that is. It's late at night, you know. Oh,
yeah.
No, I have a date. I'm like, what? She's like, I have my date here. I'm fine. I was like,
all right.
Oh, my gosh. Really cute.
My God. I love that saying, though. If you have to think about it, don't do it. That's a great saying. She's got a lot of – that's wonderful. That's so true, right?
Yeah, a lot of wisdom there.
Absolutely.
A lot of wisdom with my grandma, yeah.
So now, you grew up with music in the house and the sewing around your mom and grandma. And what were you more into at the time growing up? Was it music first, sewing first, what designing first? Which is your love? I know it's a stupid question because you love both, but
I love both, but it's a good question. I think that, they go so hand in hand that it's really hard to say because I love making clothing and I love music. I love, when I work with celebrities and I do their clothes, I listen to, a song, or if I'm doing my own song, you listen to the music and then you design the look. So, I feel like to me, music is first and then everything else kind of falls into place. That's me personally. You kind of dress the soul, you dress the sound, you dress the voice. So I'd have to say if I had to choose one or the other, it's a really hard pick, but I'd say music is my first love, and it's the first thing that really introduced me to fashion and introduced me to dressing, character and sound of who and what I am as an artist, and then who and what my clients are and what they're trying to say on each album.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that you listen to it and then figure out what you're going to design. That's, you get the feel of it and then figure out what you're going to do. Now, listen, I got to ask you this now. The clothing line is considered more on the rock side, and not clothing line itself, but your style is kind of rockish, but you're doing club stuff, the music, the dance stuff. So how's that happen?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I've had all different kinds of influences in my life, and I'm kind of what I like to call a new color crayon, because I don't necessarily want to be put in a box as I'm this or I'm this or I'm that, whereas, everybody wants to categorize you or say you're one thing or the other. And I initially, started more in a rock base. I have a band with my brother, Trevin, and it's rock pop, really. It's like rock music with, pop melodies. And then I got some songs that got picked up and remixed and went on the Billboard charts and kind of took off that way. And, so I have people who will pick up my music and remix it and bring it new life. And on this particular song, the way that it was written was more in a dance club feel, and I just let it have its own legs and kind of live that way. It was written on guitar. It was written as, this kind of linear love song. And I just kind of let it be this fun, uplifting song that I felt like people needed right now, just put it on and feel good and dance and just let it be what it was. So, but definitely my roots are a little bit more in the rock. I wouldn't say rock so much as more instrumental, instrumental live, musicality is more where I like to sit.
Right. Well, you know what? I think as a musician, I've said this before, as a musician, you just love everything. It doesn't matter as long as you're enjoying doing what you're doing, and you love all types of music. You're not privy to just one. You're not pigeonholed into a style or a niche,
Right.
So I gotta ask you this. Now, I know you have the White Trash with Nikki Rich with Richie Zambora. Did that come
White
about
trash.
Because you wait? Well, isn't it called the White Trash Beautiful? Or no? Do I
it, yes, it was. It was it, White Trash Beautiful, and then Nikki Rich was. It's another line that. Yeah, but White Trash Beautiful is the line, definitely.
So I want to ask you, how did this come about? Did you design something for him, and then the two of you discussed doing a clothing line together, and then obviously a relationship, blah, blah, blah. But, is that how you met? Is that how you met him, because you designed something for him?
Yes, that is correct. I did some custom pieces, and I was sending stuff out on the road, and then we actually met and started throwing ideas around. He had some amazing ideas, Really, I mean, honestly, he's so, well, you know that he dated Cher, right?
No, when?
Richie, yeah, for years. He lived with her, dated her. Now, if anybody
Cher,
knows.
Wait, when? Wait, where was I? Where was I when you dated Cher? Why
come
don't, I, why don't I recall that? Why don't
so,
I recall that?
Yeah, so he was, but it was, it, well, I know all this, you know, was way, I don't even know, but I mean, I wasn't around, but I think it was, he was, I think 24, he told me, and he was dating her and living with her. He did, he produced a record for her. So, you know, she to me is like fashion icon guru, like one of the most amazing mavens that you could ever be around. Like, just being around her
Absolutely.
Is like, you're going to get her sticky icky, like whatever she has,
right.
like is magic. And so, and the same with Richie, where, you know, every single thing is just, it's just fashionable and cool. And so, he had all these amazing ideas when we were talking about, you know, clothing and expanding on his look and expanding on his line. And as we worked together and developed more things, he would say, hey, you know, I think this would be really cool and this and this. So it just was kind of this natural evolution over like a couple years of working together that we and playing songs together, and he would pick up the acoustic guitar and I would sing something. And so it was this natural progression of, hey, let's try to, you know, we wrote a song called White Trash Beautiful, and then we wrote a record and put out, you know, a clothing line, and, you know, that was it. It was just a natural progression into something more than just, you know, making stage clothes.
Nice. And the White Trash Beautiful album, that is more rocky or acoustic-y? What is it?
It's like rock pop, you know, really cool guitars and slick pop melodies over it.
Yeah, because I can't see him doing club stuff, but, I mean, anything's possible, right?
Yeah, right? No, I mean, but actually, you know, he's so diverse. He did help. He did write You and I with me and Lauren Christie, and, you know, it's very, you know, current sounding. So, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it's fun-loving song, you know? It's just easy listening and something that you can put on and actually has a deeper meaning than what it appears to have, which is more about self-love and loving yourself, and You and I being more about first person, second person, you know, a narration to yourself about where you are in your life. And You and I meaning you and I, you, yourself and I have to have a talk. And you know, before you love anybody, you have to love yourself. And it's kind of a girl anthem, really, at the end of the day for me. And, you know, so it's a fun song, you know. It's a good song to
Like I said, I didn't listen to the entire thing because I like to be as surprised as the listeners. But I usually don't listen to them at all because I want to be surprised when the listeners hear it as well. But I did listen to a little bit, and I really, really liked it. So listen, since we're talking about it, why don't we just play it?
Let's play it.
All right, cool, everybody. This is You and I by Nikki Lund, co-written by, oh, my God, I forgot the woman's name. I'm sorry. Lara, what did you say, the woman?
Oh,
the
Lauren co-writer. Christie. Lauren Christie, yeah.
Lauren Christie and Richie Zambora. You and I, Nikki Lund. Check it out. Guys, get out of your seats. You got to dance to this one. I know it. Hang on.
You and I touch the sky, hold the stars in our arms, you and I, it's divine. You must be the fruit, come shake my tree, together we fit perfectly, right.
Wow. I love it. And the production
you.
Is phenomenal too. Oh my God. Everything
about DJ
it
Q
is so great.
Amazing. He did such a great job. And that's why when we heard it, when it was done, we were like, this is awesome. Let's just leave it as it is. It's amazing. And the first time I heard it on Sirius XM, I was like, wait, it was so crazy. It felt like an out of body experience where, cause it was
right.
Just, it didn't sound like my song, you know, cause it just came on and surprised me. I knew it was coming on, but I didn't expect it. So it's just fun. You know, it's so fun.
You didn't
amazing.
Expect it to be so good. That's what happened. You're listening like, oh my God, this is really good.
This is really good. Yeah, it's fun, you know? It's so fun making music. It's amazing.
Oh, you know, it just sucks that nobody can enjoy it in the club right now. Because, damn, I can see
you know
people
what?
Definitely doing a thing to that.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we, you know, I'm here with Jeff Phillips, who is my partner, and he and I prepared a little acoustic version of Four Non Blondes, What's Going On.
You're going to do that for me now?
If you guys want, we'll do it. If you have
time.
Oh,
my God, yeah. Oh, God, I hope I don't get my Tourette's. Oh, God, I hope I shut up. I'm so sorry.
I asked my publicist, who, by the way, Kelly and Adrian are the bomb. I was like, how am I supposed to do this? Are we doing it on video? Or are we just doing it? She's, you know, just put the phone in the room. So we're going to just put the phone in the room and play it if that works.
Oh, well, let's give it a shot. Oh, my God. What a treat.
I don't know how
oh
it's
going to
sound because it's echoing and everything
either.
Like that. We don't know. But you guys are going to get it's What's Going On, which I thought was an appropriate song. First of all, Linda Perry is a god to me. I love her.
So
she's amazing.
Too. I love her, too. Me, too.
She is, and it was so, like, amazing to me. I was singing the song, and it's so appropriate for today, like, What's Going On, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, it's such
great.
A, yeah. So,
All right.
Well, I'm going to, we're going to.
Let's give it a shot.
Absolutely. Hopefully,
hopefully
you can hear it properly.
All right. Folks, we're getting a great treat. This is Nikki Lund with Jeff. I missed his last name. He's playing on acoustic. We're
Jeff
gonna do,
Phillips.
Jeff Phillips, what's up? What's going on for non-blondes? But Nikki Lund is doing it now. Listen close, folks. Check it out. Go ahead, Nikki. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Wow. Great job, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Oh, wow. Oh, I wanted to get in, but I couldn't. I would have ruined it on you.
I'm not sure how it's coming to the phone, but.
You know what? It sounded like you were singing in the room, and it sounded fine. It sounded perfect. It was great. Oh, it's one of my go-tos, too. I love that song. And you're right. It's very appropriate for now. And she's phenomenal, Linda Perry.
Yeah, Joey. Oh, my God.
You were doing it soft and pretty. I would have done it, like, more... crazily, and I didn't want to ruin it on you.
I love it.
Oh my God!
Thank you.
I love her.
I just think she's the best.
Yeah. I was sitting really like, oh my God, I gotta get it out. Like I just couldn't because I get music Tourette's if the song is in me. I just gotta get it out. You know.
Were you? I hope you were singing along.
In my head, I was gonna come in and do. I was going to come in and do the, you know, when the girls come in at the end.
Down in the snow and
but
I step outside. Take
yeah,
a deep
but
breath
I can't
and
hear.
I get re-
I can't hear me, so I don't know if it's off key or not. So, you know, I can only hear you guys.
Oh, you sound good.
No,
you
but I
sound
love that.
Good.
That's
yeah, we
tip.
Didn't. We were like, we don't know if we're playing too hard, singing too hard. I don't want it to go like into the phone, so.
No,
we did. We make shift.
You know what? For an impromptu set, it was nice. Thank you so very much, both of you. Jeff, are you on? You and I.
Oh,
at
Jeff,
all? You guys.
Speakerphone. She's saying, "Nice job, impromptu, nice job."
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Listen, is Jeff on? You and I, or no? Do you guys do another stuff?
We have a lot of other songs that we've done that we want to, you know, get out, but we've. Actually met 20 years ago, and I was too young to date him, and he said to me, over 20, he's like, we're going to date at one point. We were best friends and did music and did a bunch of stuff, and now we're, you know, we're together, and we're making music
nice.
And doing all kinds of fun stuff. It's really, really awesome.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. You know, if you can make music with the person you love, you're set. It's almost like getting a job that you love and it's never considered a day's work, you know, if you do what you love.
Yeah,
and
we never really, it was like we ended up, we were just friends and we were like one day just kind of hanging out and it happened like randomly. And he's actually been on the cover of Billboard. He's had his own band. He has songs all over, you know, TV and film and, you know, music for How to Get Away with Murder and Malcolm in the Middle and,
wow.
you know, done his own records and top 10.
Wow.
You know, he's done his own thing. So it's pretty fun.
We might have to get Jeff
on to learn from him.
Oh, and by the way, Jeff, it was a random thing, right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. She said it was a
yeah,
random
thing. It was.
What was that?
Yeah, it was random. It was random that you guys got.
Oh,
together.
It wasn't
yeah.
at all.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh,
he said
my
it
God.
Just took a minute.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed both songs. They were great. What's coming up? Anything new? Because that just was released. When did that drop, You and I?
It actually hasn't come out yet. It's coming out.
When?
No, so it hasn't come out yet. It's coming out in 2 days.
Right, and that's what, the 18th, right?
Yes,
wow.
ma'am.
Yeah, I thought I was the first time you were playing it. I thought so, but I wasn't sure because I was enjoying everything else that you already had out. Because I didn't. Do you have an actual album or do you put just singles out with the dance songs?
Right now, it's just been like singles, and I'm gonna put out a full album, but I've just been dropping singles and having you know, inspirational moments of dropping a song. But I am working on an actual full album that's going to be,
nice.
You know, really fun. I mean, I play guitar myself and piano and all different kinds of
yeah.
keyboards, actually. And so, it's going to be fun to actually release a full album. But right now I'm just releasing singles and getting them out there and, you know, letting people enjoy whatever I have to offer.
Nice. Now, when it comes to designing for you, What's your go-to mode in your head? How do you design for you when you're doing clothes? Your clothes.
That's a really, really good question. Actually, no one's ever asked me. What's my go-to?
I'm sorry.
Black.
I didn't mean to be annoying. Sorry.
No, it's a good question.
I'm only kidding.
I can tell you're like a kin. You're rock and roll sister of mine.
I love black too. Black's my go-to as well.
Black, I know. And I had a representative of mine actually who was like, can we, this girl Rachel who I love, she's the best, but she was like, can we move a little bit away from the black? I just love black, but I try to get out of that. I love, you know, flowers and I love greens, soft. I like anything soft with a hard edge. Mm. So that's my thing. If I'm going to wear a really pretty dress, you know, when I turn around, the whole back is missing. So it's got to be, you know, something like really soft with an edge to it. That's
nice.
The juxtaposition of a woman is the most beautiful, mysterious thing of all. And that's what I love about women, and and men as well. Men are the same way.
Mm. You know? You got all these little catchphrases. I like them.
Oh, I do? Okay, cool.
Yeah. You gave three so far. The one, you're the crayon. I like that one.
Oh, new color crayon. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I liked grandmas. I love what she had to say.
Grandma's is, if you don't know, because when I called her, I was like, I don't know what to do. I asked her for this advice because who else better to ask than your 96-year-old grandmother in this crazy world?
She would know everything. She would know everything.
You know what I'm saying? When you watch movies like 1917 and you see this beautiful film, you realize, like, you got to go back to the people who, you know, have been around that era and have had the debris of real heavy stuff and lived through it splitting a stick of gum. You know what I mean? Because they were scared that there wasn't going to be, like, I mean, just crazy stuff that I hear about. But when I really have serious life questions, I go to my beautiful, wonderful little grandma, and she's such a powerhouse, and that was really impactful for me. She's like, if you don't know what to do, don't do anything, and just wait, and you'll know. You'll know when to do that or to move on that or to have an opinion. Don't just have an opinion to have one, and don't think you have to, you know, say something just to say it. Just when you know, you will be undeniable. Like you said something really cool, Joanne. You said you couldn't help yourself. It was in your brain, and you just were exploding, like you had to get it out. It's like kind of the same thing. When you have something to say, you can't hold it in, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I call it the music Tourette's. I can't help it. It just has to come out. Well, I miss it. I miss it so much. I miss performing myself. So, when I get an opportunity to sing, I love to, but...
Wait, I know, and you have an amazing voice. You have pipes.
Well, it's been a long time.
Performer.
I sadly lost my singing voice to 9/11, so I'm very raspy now.
You have pipes. I can hear them. They're there.
I couldn't hit a high note if you paid me $1 million.
Well, you know what? You sound good to me. Sexy and raspy
it depends. No one's ever offered me $1 million. Maybe I could try. I'll squeeze my cheeks together or something. I don't know. My butt cheeks.
That's awesome.
I'm kidding. Well, listen, let me, what is this charity you're involved with? Art of Elysium. What is that? What is Elysium? I never heard of that.
Art of Elysium is a really
thank you.
Elysium. Yeah, you're right. And it's a wonderful charity that, and I know that they do a lot of stuff, but what I particularly do is, as an artist, it's, you know, an organization that's kind of built on the idea of art becoming a catalyst for social change and helping people who are in a certain predicament, like, you know, where, for example, I can speak from my own experiences. So, and we're not, to be honest, to be frank, we're not really supposed to speak about, particular things, but my work has been, you know, going to hospitals and sitting with children, and, you know, we'll pick something like designing day or music day, and I'll bring fabrics and different cutouts, and they can design their own outfits on a piece of paper. You know, the last one I went on, they were all terminally ill children, and they, you know, their families were there, and it's just to kind of uplift the spirits and bring joy and try to, you
know, forget about life for a while, for now.
Forget about life for a while, and it's really amazing. These kids are so strong and so inspiring and so wonderful,
amazing.
And
nice.
You know, cutting little shorts out and dresses, and then they stick it on the figure, and you know, they have little, they'll put little dogs or little purses, and it's so fun to see what their minds come up with and where they're at, you know, or writing their own song and writing their own lyrics. And
nice.
So, you know, one little kid had a song called Lemon Sitters on the Moon or something. And it was like something that, you know, stuck with me. So, you know, it's just, it's fun. It's a great charity. I mean, it is one of the best charities out there. And I miss, because of COVID, being able to go and actually visit and, you know, do the actual volunteer work. But I'm so grateful that it's been almost 8-9 years now that I've been a volunteer.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's very nice. Yeah. And like I said, I was going to ask you, because of the COVID, have you been there or can you go? Because they must be pretty lonely.
No,
as well.
Yeah, you can.
You know, just so they get used to you coming, and all of a sudden you got to stop, and, you know, it's, just, well, that's for everybody right now. We're going through it. But, you know, these kids, especially kids, come on.
Right.
Oh, everybody needs
exactly.
to be happy. Come on. We need to get happy people. I'm having a hard time getting my happy. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is it's like the unknown, you know, and it's
right.
the unknown.
I know.
But, you know, we all, and the thing that's so awesome is that you have the platform, I have the platform, we all have the platform to build
right.
a new reality and, you know, try to get people out of whatever funk or whatever it is that they're experiencing, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
It's a very unsure time, but that also means there's an open gap for change, and a beautiful change is coming, and I do believe that it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a good 2021. We have to believe that, right?
Yeah. Well, if it gets any worse, we're screwed. So it's got to get
screwed.
Better. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's got to get better.
We have
to
believe.
Yeah.
We have to believe the best is yet to come. But, you know, it's hard to believe that, but it you have to believe it, right?
Yeah. Well, it's always darkest before. Oh, here's one. I'm going to give you one since you have so many phrases tonight. It's always darkest before the dawn. Let me say it with a Jewish accent. It's always darkest before the dawn, honey. Oi. Oi. Happy Hanukkah.
Oi. Oi. Where are you from, Joanne? Where are you from?
I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, whereabouts?
Northern Jersey. I'm like 10 minutes from New York.
But where were you born? Were you born in New Jersey?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Jersey girl. I can't leave this. My mother, growing up, my mother said, this is, you're talking 50 years ago. My mother would say, New Jersey is this. Now, I'm not Jewish. I don't know. If it comes off as Jewish, I apologize. I don't mean to. She'd say, New Jersey is the safest state you could live in this country. And we'd say, why, Ma? You know, why? And she'd say, well, no hurricanes. This is before weather went nuts, right? No hurricanes, no fires, no earthquakes, no major storms, maybe a major snowstorm once in every 10 years and stuff like that. But over the last 20 years, it's been insane weather-wise or all that.
Right.
But, so that's what she said. But, no, I'm a Jersey. I'll never leave Jersey. I mean, I do love going, visiting warmer places. Like, if I lived somewhere warm, I would have to come back here for Christmas time. It just wouldn't be Christmas. Maybe I'll get used to it.
It wouldn't be Christmas.
In the beginning.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Christmas.
It wouldn't be Christmas. if it wasn't cold to me. But yeah, who knows? Who knows? Are you from
LA
originally?
I love New Jersey.
Yeah,
I went back to Rumsfeld. I would go to New Jersey. I went with Richie to New Jersey to his house when he was a kid. I would go back. Family is there. You know, people like that. And then I have another best friend of mine who's from New Jersey. I actually have three best friends from New Jersey. And I'll tell you honestly, when I meet people and they tell me they're from New Jersey, I'm like, okay, you're okay. Like, you're okay. Like, I already know you're going to tell me like it is. You're never going to, you know, for the most part, you're not going to say something to, like, upset the situation. You're just going to say it because that's the way it is. And there's no other angle. There's no BS. It's just really some of the best people I've ever met in my life are from New Jersey.
It's in your face in a kind way.
Exactly, in a real way.
Right.
In a real way. Yeah,
but
love
kind,
it or hate it.
But it has to be kind if you're going to do it.
Yep.
You have to be kind.
Like, I love it or hate it.
There's a way to do it nicely.
That's true.
Without, you know, being a nasty person. So.
That's
but
true.
But anyway, yeah,
you're right.
You got to let, when's the next time you're coming to Jersey?
I don't know. Invite me. I'm out there. I'm going to come. I'll be there. I'm with Hoagies.
Hoagies.
Some of the best hoagies I had were in New Jersey.
Like, Philly calls them hoagies, I think. Well, I know I call them subs. That's the only way I know them as subs. That's the only way I know them.
Subs. We had some of the best sandwiches, I'll call them, or subs I've had in my life. They were really good.
We got to give you some Taylor ham while you're here, too. Have you ever had that?
No.
Some people call it pork roll. I don't know why. I never heard of pork. I mean, I've heard of pork roll, but it would never come out of my lips unless I'm talking about it right now. It's always been Taylor ham. It's Taylor ham. So.
Taylor ham.
You fry
it. Is it like honey baked ham?
No, it comes in a really cool package too. It comes in like a little burlap sack, and it looks like a sausage, but a fat one. You slice it and you fry it, and you put it on an egg with cheese on a roll, and you're set.
That sounds amazing.
There's the best bread out there.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
I don't know what's in the water out there, but the best bread I've ever had.
Oh, I've heard that about. No, it's New York, actually. They say the water in New York is best for the bagels and shit like that. So
yeah,
but
New York
they say New York water is best for the bread goods. So I don't know, but I never noticed a difference. Well, actually, the bagels in New York are really the bomb compared to New Jersey. anyway, yeah, because I was talking to Kelly. Kelly likes Jersey too. So if this thing ever ends and you guys come to Jersey, you got to let me know, man. We got to hook up. Well, I'd love to.
I would love to meet you.
Oh,
I would love to meet you, of course. And who else is on the line? I hear somebody else. Am I just hearing things?
Who do you hear? What do you hear?
Was there a guy on the phone?
No.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You hear somebody on your end?
I don't, maybe. I thought I heard somebody else on the phone earlier. Who knows? I thought I was hearing something.
Well, I don't hear it unless it's Jeff and he's doing his ventriloquist act. I don't know.
He's definitely around. Maybe that's what I was hearing in the background, reverbing onto the phone.
No. Well, go ahead, honey.
He's talking in the background and saying, maybe it's reverbing into the phone. I thought I heard somebody else.
No, I don't know. I didn't hear anything, actually. And actually, my snorer is in the house, so you're not hearing snoring. Paper ruffles
no
you hear.
No snoring.
The snoring is my dog. I rescued a pug, and I got him so fat, and he comes in here, and he passes out, and he snores louder than a man. I mean, I'm talking.
Oh, what's his name?
Jesse, but I call him Puppy or Good Boy, so I don't even call
Jesse?
Him.
Jesse?
Well, that was his name when he came to us, Jesse.
So oh, I was going to say, that's like the best name ever. Where did that come from? That's so cute for a dog, Jesse.
No, that was his name, yeah. He was five. He just turned six. Actually, next month will be a year since we got him. I was just saying to everybody today in the house, I said, you know what? He just needed some love. That's it. Because he was vicious. Oh, my God. He wouldn't let us near him. I mean, I can't tell you how many times he bit me trying to get close to him to be, you know, to love him. Oh,
mm-hmm,
my God.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's a sweetheart. I love him.
Oh, I have a little girl named Delilah that I rescued, and she was would come by my office. And she's a little Chihuahua, kind of a mix.
Oh.
And I would feed her because she was like bones, you know.
Mm.
So I would feed her, and I was like, she's going to get hit by a car. Something's going to happen. I was so worried about her every day. Finally,
yeah.
I would put the pieces of food closer to the door. She eventually came in one day. And there was a bed and water, and she drank the water and sat in the bed, and she slept for like 8 hours in the bed.
Wow. Yeah,
and never left.
Clean.
And I brought her home, and her name is Delilah, and she's the best dog ever. And she's, you know, very protective and finicky. You know, she'll definitely let you know
mm-hmm.
not to come
mm-hmm.
near her
yeah,
when she doesn't want.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, the best thing ever. So, yeah, rescue dogs, it's so important, you know. They need love, too.
Yeah, well, not only that, I mean, they are the most grateful dogs to have. They are so happy that you saved them. And, you know, a lot of times they saved you. I know in my case, I wanted a baby. I felt like I needed to have a baby, and the dog is the place of the baby. I mean, I can't have a baby now. I've got another kid. I'd kill it. So, you know, it's like, so we got a dog,
yeah.
And that's my baby now, you know. So,
aww,
anyway.
They are babies.
Yeah.
They're people.
They are. Absolutely.
They're
that's
people. Dogs are people. They're real. You know, animals are people. So they're...
Yeah.
They're so amazing. They just really are. They're just such little blessings.
I say to the kids, I say, go get your hairy brother.
Oh, that's so cute.
Well, listen, where can everybody get the listen to the song on the and when it comes out? Where can they get everything?
It's coming out on all of the major digital platforms. And there's also a music video that was directed by Marcus Mizell, and it's so fun. It's such a great video. It's going to be out on the 18th, and it will also be available on all major digital platforms as well.
And can you YouTube it as well or no?
Yes. It'll be on all the major digital platforms on the 18th.
Nice. And how about all your other stuff? Where can everybody hear any of your other stuff?
They can go to iTunes, Spotify.
Everywhere online. Yep.
Sirius.
What about your website? What's your website?
My website is nikkilund.com, or you can go to shop.nikkilund.com. I have a collection up right now. I'm working on a new collection of clothing, and there's also music available. The new video will be available. My other video was available on nikkilund.com, but the new video will be available as well.
Nice. And that's www.shop.nikkilund.com, right? Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right,
and
cool.
You can also go to my Instagram, Nikki Lund Official, Nikki, NIKKILUND.
You're my first friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just joined. I tried to upload the video. Let me see if it ever uploaded. I tried the promo. I tried to put on Instagram for you. And it kept saying it didn't upload. It still says not posted yet. Try again.
Are you on Instagram?
I just joined at 7:30 p.m. tonight.
Oh, my
the show
gosh.
Started.
I love, Joanne, that you joined because I didn't know where to find. So it's Joanne Bartonette. What is it?
Nope. It's under JoJo Radio number one. It's the number one. And I'm
JoJo
on TikTok.
JoJo Radio on the number one.
And TikTok at JoJo Radio.
I know. I got to get the TikTok thing going on. I have to do it. And I know TikTok is these small little bites, and I've got to get it going on. But it's a commitment that I've yet to commit to. So I will, though. TikTok. JoJo Radio number one, right?
On Instagram, yeah. I just requested you. I literally set it up a half hour before tonight's show so I could put your promo on for you so you could see it and your fans
you.
Could see it.
Thank you.
And, but I've been meaning to get on Instagram. I just never get a chance. And then I think it may have just went through, believe it or not. It was I did it like four times, and it kept saying not updated yet, processing or something. And now I just did it. And it went through finally, but
yay.
I don't know which one.
You know, my mom's nickname
is
JoJo.
And oh, you're kidding.
Nope, Laurie Jo Lund, and her middle name is Joey, or Joe, actually, we call her.
Yeah.
It's J-O, and we call her Joey or JoJo. My son calls her JoJo, Grandma JoJo.
Yeah. No, it was so funny. My nephew, when he was little, he goes, Aunt JoJo Ann. Because I'm Joanne, and he'd say Aunt JoJo Ann.
Aunt JoJo, that's so cute.
You're gonna hate me when you see this post. I didn't have my glasses on, and I did it very quickly. I did a typo on your name in the little message area. I don't know how to use it yet, Instagram. So I don't know how.
No
to
worries.
But I did two of them. So
you
one
can
of them
edit
definitely...
it too. You know, you there's a place.
No,
that you can
I don't
edit.
Know. Tell me. Tell me, I don't know. How do you do it?
So, where did you, if you post it, well, actually, you can't edit it if you post it. You have to delete it, but you can edit it when you, after you push it. Oh, there's my son.
Uh-oh.
Oh, to be 3 years old. Yeah, when it's in there, you can edit it, but actually, when it's posted, you can't edit it.
Well, I know one is spelled perfectly, and the other one has a typo. So when I see which
good.
One posted,
I will go in and find it. I will go in and find it.
Cool. Well, if you want
okay,
to
wait. I have one
show.
More question for you.
Yes.
I have a
yes.
question for you
yes.
before we go because I think you're amazing. How did you get your radio show? How did that happen?
Well, it's kind of a long story. Well, not really. I mean, I'll give you the Reader's Digest, I guess.
Yeah, I'm so fascinated by it because I think you're amazing in everything you've been through. And then to have this super successful radio show and do all that you're doing, I'm just wondering how that came about and what made you think of doing this.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Here's what happened. Obviously, I found out I couldn't sing anymore. I mean, I could still sing, not like I used to. I probably couldn't do a full night, maybe two, three songs before the voice goes really bad. But so I, you know, had to accept that. It was devastating. I mean, picture yourself. You're a singer. You can't sing anymore. That's what you feel like the end of your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll know if God forbid it ever happened. If it's like losing your vision. It's you know you love to see, you know you need that you know and for me, singing was always something that made me feel great. And when I sang, I mean there was no pain, just happiness. You know, I just love it. I mean, I may not be the greatest singer in the world, but I just love doing it. You know, I found out that I couldn't anymore, and I was devastated by it, like I said, and I just needed something in my life that made me happy other than my family and, you know, my spouse. And I'm a very creative, probably singer-songwriter, too, you know, just like you. And, I mean, I'm stagnant. I'm sitting there. I've got so many ideas, and I'm doing nothing with it because I'm depressed because I can't sing anymore. So I said, you know what I want to do? This is before the pandemic, obviously, and, you know, now everybody and their mother has a podcast, right? So
right, exactly.
And, you know, but I just did it to make myself happy again, to be involved in the entertainment industry in some form, shape, way or another. You know, I started covering concerts for a local paper, and I made some great connections at the venues and everything, and they were so kind to me, and I just enjoyed that. And I think it kind of like grew into, I want to get closer to the people that have been special in my life as growing up and people just in the industry, is, you know, and share them with people and give them the applause that they deserve. Because when's, you know, the last time you heard of, let's say, Sean Cassidy, you know? I'd love to talk to Sean Cassidy and see what's up with him and hang out like we're doing. Just hang out and, you know, how are you type of thing, and tell us what's going on and how did this just, you know.
Right.
I feel selfish sometimes because the people I have on the show, I have them on because I want to talk to them. You know what I mean? I don't get the guests for the listeners. I get them because I want to hang out with you. You know what I mean? So, and that's it. And but I think they're great people, and that's why I have them on, like you. And I'm so glad you came, because now the people I know may not have heard of you, and now they do.
Right. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I use the show as a platform to help people, too. I want to help people succeed or get themselves out there. And especially if someone that needs to promote something, come on in, man. Let's help each other, you know? That's it. And, you know, this was never afforded to me growing up. If this was around when I was younger, the computer and everything, I can't even imagine where I'd be today, because I'm doing, like, I just love it so much. This could have been my full-time gig. You know what I mean? Doing this.
Right.
Or, you know, I don't know. And maybe if I was doing this, maybe I wouldn't have been at the World Trade Center that day and lost my voice. You know what I mean? And then maybe this wouldn't have happened. Who knows? I don't know. It's crazy, right? I don't know. But anyway, that's how I got into it. It just was something I needed, something that to make me feel good. That's it.
Right.
It was just something to make me feel happy again. And it has. It's made me, I mean, I'm always happy, but I needed that entertainment happiness. You know what I mean? That being me. When I do this, I'm me. When I sing, I'm me. When I performed, I'm me. When I'm not doing that, I'm just JoJo walking around, how are you today, da, da, da. When I'm performing for somebody on a stage, damn, JoJo's here, motherfuckers, you know? Come on, let's have a great time.
Yeah. Let's have a good time. Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Yeah,
how was it being there that day? What was that like on September 11th?
I really don't like to talk about it, honey. I don't want to talk about it on the radio, especially. So, because that'll bring me down, and kind of like right here.
See, I think it's amazing because I think it's. You know, I'll tell you honestly, because I know you don't want to talk about it, but to me, I was like, this is an amazing person who was able, because I'm always fascinated by people who can take the greatest tragedies and turn them into something so amazing. And that takes a serious type of a personality, an artist, serious drive. That's, you know, the totally, like, hardest thing to do in life is to take something that's happened that's so horrific and turn it into something amazing. And you've done that. And not to further on it, but I'm just going to let you know, that's amazing. I commend you for that. I think that's so inspiring.
Well, I think that's a major reason why I did it too, because I need to forget about that. I think of it every day. So, you know what I mean? So doing this is what I is taking away from that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So this doesn't make me think about it, anything, you know, because I live with it every day. I live with the pain every day. I live with the fact that, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for months after, I'd have nightmares and wake up in I would dream that I was under rubble, and I'd wake up, like, in a fetal position, like I was been stuck there for days and days, and then I wake up and I can't move my body, and it's just weird. Just crazy.
Well, it's amazing that you took that, and you're now helping people, and you're propelling people, and you're propelling yourself, and you're building, you know, dreams. In essence, you took something and you made it so amazing. I think it's so amazing and inspiring.
Oh, thanks. But, you know, a lot of people had a rougher day than I did. So, and
yeah.
having it rougher than me right now. So, you know, I just look forward. I try not to look back. I got to move ahead.
Yep.
Especially,
yep.
you know, I'm winning in this race on the age against you. So I have to run as faster than you. You know, I have to get there faster. So
yep.
I have to do it now. I have to do it now or I'll never do it. So, you know.
Now or never, right? I know.
Now
I feel that every day
never.
With my son. Yep. Someone said to me the other day, they're
yep.
like, you're only as old as you feel. I'm like, okay, so I'm 197 then. Cause
well, I
with
always
my
say,
son.
Well, my body, yeah, my body's 90, my heart is 18, but, you know, so,
yeah.
you know. That's
exactly.
problem with that, but well, Nikki, oh my God, thank you. I had so much fun. It was a pleasure to meet you, and I hope when you guys come to Jersey, we can hook up and I'll give you one of them little burlap sausages of Taylor Ham.
I would love that. That would be so amazing, and definitely, I'm going to take you up on that.
Well, I got to find out. When you talk to your friends in Jersey, ask them what they call it. Do they call it Taylor Ham or pork roll? I think that side of Jersey calls it pork roll.
Okay.
I think we call it. Yeah, I think we call it Taylor Ham. Parts of Jersey
Taylor
call
Ham.
It pork
okay.
roll.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why. But ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Lund, thank you so much. Thank you for your impromptu of What's Up. It was great. I loved it. And, I hope you should do a recording of that.
Thank you.
That.
I just might.
You really should.
Thank
you. That'd be cool. So anyway,
yeah.
well, I thank you. And you have a good night. And please try to have the best Christmas we can and a happy new year.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy new year. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you take care. Thank you. It was a pleasure, Nikki.
Likewise. Bye.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Nikki Lund, everybody. That was so much fun. Oh, what a sweetheart. Oh. Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm a little selfish about the show. I have people on that I want to talk to. So, and you wind up loving them. So I must know how to pick them, right? So I love her song, You and I. And I hope you got to hear her do What's Up. The Four Non Blondes, and it was really good. I if she put that down on the tracks, oh my God! Because she's singing that in the house, no special mics or anything, just with the acoustic guitar. So great. All right. So thanks to Nikki and our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey. Syntech Productions in Oka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloyden Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and our new sponsors are coming soon, as soon as I can figure out how to get them up on the site. Well, my buddy knows how to do it. I have to give him the information, so... It's not as easy as saying just put their website on ours. There's something involved, and I got to get the information. But anyway, coming up tomorrow, can't wait. We got the guys from The Outsiders. Can't wait. And they're going to play, I think I was saying before Nikki called, not only going to play a new song from them, I think they sent me two. I have to see. An email popped up while we were live. And I think I saw it say, here's another one, which would be cool. So, and my buddy, my boyfriend, my honey bunny, John Arricchio, will be back with us tomorrow night to join us with The Outsiders. I cannot wait. I miss you, Johnny. All right. What are we going to end with tonight? Why don't we end with You and I with Nikki? All right, everybody. Thank you, Nikki Lund. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow for a special broadcast on the 17th with The Outsiders. We'll be playing a new song from them. Here we go, You and I, Nikki Lund. Bye-bye, everybody. Be careful. Be safe. Driving. It's bad out here. I don't have a window in here, but when I came in, it was at least 3 inches, and I've been in here over an hour and a half, and it's supposed to be 3 inches every hour, so... I guess I'm going to be going out into at least up to my calf. So, all right, be safe, be careful. You and I, Nikki Lund. Nikki Lund, thank you so much. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Be available everywhere online. Good night, folks. Be safe. Take care.